don't just exist. Live live on AWR SID Media.
And now it's time for our Daily Focus, and our Daily Focus is brought to us by Pastor Mwale, who is joining us on the line to give us some perspective, some understanding. Pastor Terry Mwale, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon to you. I'm glad to be here.
Thank you very much.
I look forward for us to go into depth of today's discussion.
Thank you very much, Mfundisi. This week, we're talking about dealing with doubt and focusing on today's facing uncertainty with faith. Doubt is like a fog, really, that rolls in and makes everything unclear. Even the path you thought you knew so well, it just becomes so foggy and unclear. But just because the road ahead looks hazy doesn't mean we can't find our way, right? Let's explore. Let's explore how to face uncertainty head on and use it as an opportunity to grow our faith stronger than ever. And that's why we do have Pastor Terry Mwale joining us to give us some perspective. Mfundisi, what are some common causes of doubt in one's faith journey?
All right. Thank you so much. I love the way you've just driven us to this topic in your introduction, because doubt is actually something that is very common in today's world, not only in the aspect of our spirituality, but also in the world at large. There are so many causes of doubt in one's faith. I would love to talk about the most important ones that affect us and it causes us to have some doubt. The first one is unbelief.
Okay.
Unbelief is the greatest of them all. There is also what we call feeling like God is silent, or he's distant, or he doesn't seem to care about you.
Mm.
He creates some doubt in you.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is troubles themselves, troubles of the world, difficultness of the world, or problems of the world. They make us to begin doubting. Last but not the least, which is very important also, is unanswered prayer.
Right.
Yes, unanswered prayer.
Okay, all right.
These are the most common ones.
How can we confront these doubts, Mfundisi, or our doubts without feeling ashamed or fearful?
That's a very good question. How can we confront these doubts? When we look at the Bible characters, I wanted to mention that Bible characters are not just characters, but they are people. There are people who actually confronted these issues to do with doubt.
Mm.
But how can we confront doubts? Number one, we must be confident. We must be confident. The Bible talks about it classifies the confidence that we must have in God for us not to face uncertainties.
Okay.
Confidence is very important for us to confront these doubts. Number two, let me talk about trust. I know all of us, as people who are listening to me, listening to my voice, we trust some people, we trust something. But I want us to know this aspect of trust. Trust is whereby we put our all belief in God Almighty. The Bible talks about trust in the Lord and lean not on in your own understanding.
Hmm.
These, when we are doing them, we will confront doubt without fear, without even being ashamed, because we are confident, we are trusting what we believe.
Okay. There's a question from one of your contemporaries, Pastor Andrew Piri writes, what do we do when hope is deferred? Because it can cause one to doubt that they are even heard.
So, good question. I think as we are going along with this topic, there's an aspect where we are discussing on that one.
Okay.
I think for now, I may want to leave it there.
All right, to defer Pastor Piri's question about help being deferred. Okay, so what role does prayer play for this in overcoming uncertainty and strengthening faith?
Prayer is like a fuel in someone's Christian journey.
Yeah.
Without this fuel, the engine cannot move. So prayer is more like it's something very, very important in a Christian life, especially when we are dealing with this doubt issue. The role of prayer in coming overcoming uncertainty is that, number one, let's look at Jesus in Gethsemane. He prayed to God.
Right.
There he had a connection with God.
Okay.
It plays a very important role. It connects us to God. Actually, it's not when we pray, we are not, it's not God coming down to us, but it's us going to God.
Right.
It's like we are connecting to him.
Yeah.
Another one is that it strengthens our belief in God. It also keeps us, by the way, it keeps us from falling.
Okay.
Yes. It makes us to ensure that we move.
Right.
We are alive. There's a breath in us. This causes us when we pray.
Right. Right. So that's the role of prayer. So how can sharing our struggles now, Mfundisi, how can sharing our struggles with others help us grow in our belief?
One of the difficult questions we can ever ask human beings is, how can you share your struggle? Because it's difficult to share your struggle. But when it comes to this aspect, when we share our struggles with others, we expand. We expand. How are we expanding? In that we become... the right word that I want to use here is like we grow. Though this word may seem to be limited a bit, but when I share something with someone, I expand my faith, I expand my belief. It makes me realize. In other words, I get an opportunity to realize on the victories of God and the total dependence. This is why we would love to share our struggles. They make us visualize God and grow and have victories.
And then my final question, now this one is my final question. What biblical stories inspire you to remain strong in your faith despite doubt?
John the Baptist.
Okay.
John the Baptist. John the Baptist doubted on the Messiah. And the other one is Thomas,
okay,
one of the disciples of Jesus. There are a lot of characters. And when I look at these characters, it seemed to me that though they might have doubt, but the doubt came out positively in them.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay. I don't know if it came out positively with John, because he literally lost his head because of that doubt. We don't know whether he died in doubt. Even Jesus' answer to him was so nonchalant. Tell him that the blind can see, the ear, those who have no... You know, this Jesus' answer was very flippant. So I don't know if he died with his faith strengthened, or he died in doubt.
Yes. How can we actually vindicate him? It's because he died in righteousness.
How do we know?
Believing in the truth.
How do we
know? Yeah, we must know. He died in righteousness in that he did not actually, even though he had doubt, but when he went ahead with what Herod did to him, we can see the moving hand of God, making John become confident in what he believed, despite the doubt. It's like God, in other words, works with our doubts. He works with our doubts.
Let's go back to Pastor Piri's question. What do we do when hope is deferred? Because it can cause one to doubt that they are even heard by God.
Give up. John the Baptist.
I thought you said John the Baptist. You can see the hand of God in John the Baptist's life.
There is a certain way God actually moves in people's lives when they give up. Then he comes in. Let me tell you the example. One of the examples is when this one, Sarai, the wife to Abraham.
Right.
Gave it up when she gave it up, and she succumbed to the temptation of making Hagar sleep with Abraham. We can see as she gave up, God comes through and tells them that you are going to have a son and you shall have this seed. So sometimes when we seem to not have hope, let's give up.
Hey,
and when we give up,
hey,
when we give up, God comes through and makes us realize
so
the potential.
All of your contemporaries, all pastors who preach, say Sarah was wrong for giving up, for making up her own decisions and bringing in Hagar. Now you're saying that is an option. We should do exactly what all of your contemporaries say was wrong?
Not really. Not really. It may be difficult for us to explain this. But we have some pictures in the Bible. Jesus seemed not, again, I can take you to the New Testament, seemed to cry aloud with a loud voice and seems to give up. But
Jesus give up on this?
Not really giving up, but he seems to be very, very tired with what he was having on the cross. And he cries and says, why have you forsaken me?
Right.
It's more like, I'm giving up on this thing.
Aren't we reading giving up into that text, Symphonies? It appears as though you're eisegizing there.
I'm looking at God and how he deals with people, because human beings are prone to doubt. It's in us. We can't run away from
right,
it.
Right.
We might doubt at a certain point. We might give up. We might lose hope. But God, there's a way he comes through. In the midst of giving up, he shows his potential and power as Almighty God.
So you're saying we must give up on this? Really? Are you saying we must give up? Are you really saying that, Mpunis?
We must not give up. My content of what I said is it's drawing from how we looked at it, as how this doubt and how God has used human beings in their doubt. Do you see it?
Not quite.
Look at this. Look at this one.
Yeah.
Look at this one. Look at this one. Here is another one. Martha, the sister of Lazarus.
Right.
She actually tells Jesus, I give up. If you were here, my brother could not have died. This may seem to be in the wrong context, but I'm seeing as Martha losing everything. And when she loses everything, she loses her faith, she begins to lose hope, then Jesus comes through and says, show me the grave.
So 2 Chronicles chapter 15 verse 7 reads, but as for you, be strong and do not give up, for your work will be rewarded. And there's a text message that just came in now that says, give up is not the word. Let them, Mfundisi, find another word. Do you want to find another word, Mfundisi?
Let me find another word. No, I love this discussion because it's actually helping me also.
Yes,
I love this discussion. Let me reverse the word give up.
Yeah.
It may sound so biased. Let me use another term. I can say it's quite difficult to find another word.
Yeah.
Very difficult. But we should not give up.
So when you find Galatians chapter 6 verse 9 says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. So giving up is not quite the right word, Mfunis, yeah?
Yeah, giving up is not quite right. But my content was not really meaning that we must give up.
Right.
I meant in the way God comes in when human beings seem to fail, seem to weary.
So let go and let God.
Yeah, you get it right.
Okay. I'll hold on to that one. I'm hoping Pastor Piri got his answer as well. Mfundisi, thank you very much for your time and your insights. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
Ngosi Mfundisi. All right, that's how we end our conversation with the good pastor who's helping us with our daily focus for this week. We're talking about how we handle doubt, dealing with doubt. That's what we'll be talking about the whole week. And today we're focusing on facing uncertainty with faith, with Pastor Ted Mwale.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.